Hey, welcome back to the Life Coach Launchpad. My name's BJ, and I'm here every week talking to you about all the online business things that, as it turns out, need to happen in order to have a successful life coaching business. I'm a business coach. I love to help life coaches make more money, get more clients, have more fun, and to do what they love to do, what they're meant to do, and that's coaching. So, let's dive right in. Well, I messed up. I did not do my market research. If you're listening to this podcast, hopefully you heard about it from maybe my email list or social media. Hopefully you did not hear about it trying to get to someone else's podcast. There's another podcast out there called Build Your Life Coaching Biz, How to Build Your Life Coaching Biz. This podcast used to be called Build Your Life Coaching Business Podcast. When I first started this podcast, I thought that I did the appropriate research. I typed into Google, Build Your Life Coaching Business, and nothing came up with an identical match or not even really that close. But it turns out if you add in podcast, you do get a very close match. And if you type it into the Apple Podcast app, you find this other podcast. So this podcast that you're listening to right now is now called Life Coach Launchpad, which I like better anyway. The idea is the same, is that as a business coach, I'm here to help you as a life coach make more money, get more clients, have the fun that is all part of online business, but help you along with the online business things that perhaps you weren't aware of or that a lot of people just need help with. So that's why I'm here. Now, I did not do my market research and I ended up having to do some rework. It feels like I messed up, but it's actually all part of the process. It only cost me 2 hours of rework. I had to re-record the intro of the podcast. I had to copy and paste that into each of the episodes. I had to re-upload each of the finished files back to the hosting platform. On the hosting platform, I use Buzzsprout, by the way, and I like them. It's going great. And I had to change the name there. I had to change the artwork. Did the edits over in Canva. Uploaded it into Buzzsprout. All in all, it took me about 2 hours. Not too bad. Although I do guard my time very, very strongly. My natural inclination is to be frustrated by losing the 2 hours. But when I think about what could have happened if at the very beginning, if I just kept researching, kept spitballing different names and using ChatGPT to go through all the different options, and I never would have gotten started. So I am very appreciative that I just got started, and it comes down to a concept that I truly believe is that you should do B minus work. When I was in school, I was mostly an A student. B minus was pretty bad, but now I'm learning to love B minus work. And the more you do in your business, the more that you operate your business, the better your B minus work becomes. And it's worth it to do the B minus work so you don't get stuck. So you just keep moving. And it helps you not get stuck, helps you avoid not doing. Yeah, I can hear it in the audio quality of this podcast. When I go back to the first episode, that was my B minus quality work. And yeah, it kind of sounds like it. It's not too bad, but this episode should be much better than that first episode. Even though it's all my B minus quality work, I can see very clearly that my B minus podcast work is getting much better compared to when I was first starting. Now my B minus quality work would have been A+, but it wasn't worth it to take all that extra time to get it perfect to begin with, because it just takes some iteration. I had a client this week who was working on getting their domain name set up, like their name of their website, and I got an email from them asking if they could change their name later. And I could not reply fast enough. I was tripping over myself to assure them that 100%, 1000%, they can change whatever they want if they'd like. The domain name, the URL, the yourwebsite.com can be changed so easily. I mean, this person had to ask the question. We've all had to learn this idea and learn it's good to get an idea which things are easier to change than others. But I felt honored that I got to say, yes, you get to change. You can totally change that later if you'd like. I had another client. We changed the name of her boot camp a third of the way into the launch, we changed the name and the messaging, which is not something I normally recommend doing, but we were incorporating the feedback that we were getting. That it's just another reason why online business is great. Can you imagine changing the sign on the front of your building? So if you have a brick and mortar building, you pay thousands of dollars to install a nicely lit, well-designed sign, and then you want to change the name? That's not so easy, and that's very expensive. But it's so easy to do with online business, with life coaching. If we had waited to perfect, so with this client's business, with this client's launch, if we had waited to perfect the name, messaging of all the emails and craft everything perfectly and go through the sales page with a fine-tooth comb, we would have either been later than we wanted launching it, we would have had less time to market it, or the whole program would have shifted back, or really just would have been frustrated if we had to change something again later because we put so much effort into it. But making changes as you learn is just part of the thrill of online business. It's really interesting that we don't learn this concept anywhere else. When I think about my background in terms of my profession, I was for 11 years, I was an engineer helping make soap using pumps, tanks, valves. If it was a liquid, if it was a powder, you got conveyor belts and silos. And in that situation, you really want to get everything right the first time around. You spend a lot of money making changes there. And home remodeling, we've done every house, the last two or three houses that we've lived in, we've basically gut remodeled. Again, you want to get that right the first time. It's very expensive to have to pay someone to go and fix someone else's mistake. I started to get an inkling of it as I was going through my MBA program. I got my MBA to understand how the world works. If you're talking about accounting, you kind of need to get that right. There's no other way around it. The entrepreneurship in classes that I took in my MBA program, that is really where I got my first taste of iterate, pivot. But this idea of doing B minus work is just beautiful. With the right mindset, it's freeing. It makes you feel like you can just get going and you can always fix any mistake that you make. So if I could leave you with a challenge, I know you didn't ask for a challenge. You just came here to learn how to make more money as a life coach. But here's my challenge for you. Just pick something this week that you could do B minus work in. I'm giving you a permission slip. I'm giving you the opportunity just to make life a little easier on yourself, just to move faster and come back and fix something if you make a mistake. No problem. And as always, if you need help implementing B-minus work in your business or really need help with anything else that you're working on, let me know. Email me, set up a free mini session. I'm here to help. Catch you next week.